I'm very excited about this conversation about Jewish food that I'm about to embark on. With me in the studio is Rabbitzin Naomi Avital from the Shabbat of the ACT. And on the line from Sydney is Lisa Goldberg from the Monday Morning Cooking Club. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Ivana.
Hi, good morning.
Lisa, I'd like to start with you. Can you tell our listeners about the Monday Morning Cooking Club?
We got together about 6.5 years ago, six Jewish women from Sydney, to create a cookbook for charity. That's where we started, and then it just grew from there. And we wanted to create a book that had the best recipes from the best cooks in Sydney's Jewish community. That's where we started. And we now have a collection of recipes that preserve recipes from the older generation for us and from our generation for the future. You know, those recipes that might get lost if they're not otherwise kept and written down.
Certainly. In your profile there in the book, you talk about an apple strudel that I believe your grandmother had made and which, unfortunately, you weren't able to get the exact proportions.
Well, that's right. My mother tells a funny story that when she first got married, she was desperate to learn this apple strudel from her mother-in-law, and she went into the kitchen and followed her every pinch and every handful and every half cup, whatever it was, and wrote it down. And, of course, it was the first time that the strudel didn't work for my grandmother. And then my grandmother passed away, and then the recipe was never, ever written down. So that's, I guess, part of my inspiration to do this, so we can actually go into people's homes, and we do that with some of the older generation, and sit and watch them make these recipes, and we write it down madly. I mean, there's a funny story. There's a lovely lady in the book, Lena, whose kindlich is extraordinary. It's like a strudel. She said, I just put a half a tub of sour cream. So she gets the carton out of the fridge and a big serrated knife and just cuts straight through the carton of sour cream, and that's how she measured it.
So you mentioned there that part of the reason for this cookbook coming about is to preserve these generations-old recipes. Mm. But another thing that is so special about this cookbook is that food and cooking are very important to the Jewish community, aren't they?
They're absolutely, I would say, at our core. I mean, we are obsessed with it, and I would say that for the Jewish community, it is always about the food. You know, if someone's sick, you take chicken soup over. When someone passes away, you would never send flowers. You would bake a cake and eat boiled eggs and bagels, that food that is symbolic of things that are relevant to that time. You know, it's always about the food, and we love that about the Jewish community.
Mm. And Naomi, food and cooking is obviously very important from a religious perspective too, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. There's sort of a lot of elements with food and Judaism. So there's the whole cultural side, like Lisa's mentioned, and then there's also the laws of kashrut. So those are the laws about the different types of meat that we can eat, the different types of fish, the birds, and also the prohibition against eating milk and meat mixed together. And outside of all those sort of technical laws, then you have the whole element about different foods that are customary and symbolic for different festivals. And that's another huge part of it. And every festival, we have those special foods that we make. For example, we have Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, that's coming up. So then there's a whole lot of symbolism there. But one of the main, I guess, features is that we want to have a sweet New Year. So we have a lot of things dipped in honey, and we eat lots of sweet foods to symbolize those wishes for the New Year.
Mm. You've mentioned some of them there already, Naomi, but could you tell us about some of the most common elements of Jewish food, or some of the most important dishes from a religious perspective?
Really, the main thing is that it goes by the Jewish law. So if it's kosher, according to all those laws, then there's a huge variation. And there's sort of different themes. Like, for example, every Shabbat, a major thing is that we have a special bread called challah, a braided bread. But different traditions from different parts of the world will have very different recipes or ways of shaping it. Some communities don't even have the braided bread. They'll make a special type of pita for Shabbat. So there's not really any one dish, but there's themes that are represented by different cultures in different ways.
Mm. So what you mentioned there, as we were discussing before we started recording, Lisa, something that I noticed about the very beautiful Monday Morning Cooking Club cookbook is that there seemed to be two main influences that stood out to me, depending on whether the cook behind the recipe was Ashkenazic or Sephardic. Is that right, Lisa?
Yeah, well, that's two of the main influences, depending on where the ancestors came from, whether they were from, you know, more the Middle East and that area, or rather from Eastern Europe. And there's different influences. But the funny thing is, we always joke that our book should have been called and you chop an onion, because all the savoury recipes, I won't say all, but many, many of the recipes that come across our way start with fried onion, and it's quite funny. I don't know why that is, but the smell of frying onions certainly takes me back to, you know, my auntie's house and walking in and on a Friday afternoon and smelling that fried onion smell. It just seems to be part of our culture of food.
Naomi, did you want to add something?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that there's, whenever you have sort of Jewish cooks cooking around, there's often that smell of frying onions. Yeah.
And onion actually takes me to one of your recipes, Lisa, which I managed to try out the other morning, the egg and onion recipe. Can you tell us about this particular dish?
Oh, that's my favourite recipe in the book. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't have a favourite. It's really like your children. But this is something that, to me, shows how food is so caught up with memory, how every time you make something from years ago, it just takes you right back there. And this is a dish that my mother still serves and has always served on a Friday night for the meal before the Sabbath. And it is hard-boiled eggs that have to be boiled to the right consistency and grated while warm with warm fried onions that are golden and oily. And you mix it all together, preferably with your hand, lots of salt and pepper, and you have this unbelievable dish. And it sounds funny that egg and onion together, which are two such simple things, could create something so unbelievably delicious, but it really does. And it takes me and I guess everyone in my family right back to the early days. And she got that recipe from her mother. So it's a generational thing.
Certainly. Something that I found when I came across that recipe was its simplicity. And similarly to that, why it was that I hadn't thought to put those two combinations together in the way that the recipe describes.
And it's quite a common dish. If you go to many Jewish households, certainly across Australia, they will have a version of egg and onion. They might call it egg salad. They may use raw onion. They may use spring onion. They use mayonnaise. But to me, this is the ultimate in simplicity, having only onion, eggs and oil.
Yeah, I have to say, we have it with mayonnaise, but when I brought this cooking book home, my husband opened it up at about 11 o'clock at night and saw that recipe and wanted it straight away.
Yeah, it's
so
delicious.
Well, we compromised, so we're going to have it this Shabbat.
So you can alternate. That's perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Naomi, what do you love to cook at home for your family?
I actually love desserts, which is a bit of a problem because my husband really doesn't. So when I am feeling really creative, I'll try and come up with all different dessert combinations. But at the same time, I also love making challah. So that's the braided bread. And I really love being a bit creative for the Shabbat foods. So different salads, different flavorings for chicken. Cooking for Shabbat is when I get to be really creative and for the holiday. So I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah. Lisa, something else that struck me about your cookbook, something that really kind of stood out, was how proud the Jewish mothers and wives in the book are of being the cook in the household and playing this traditional role. Do you think that this is something that's lacking in the broader Western culture?
I think that with the lives we now all live in the Jewish community and in the wider community, it's very hard to cook these sorts of meals every night. But what's wonderful about being part of this community is that on Friday night, no matter what, rain, hail or shine, we sit down with the kids, with the grandparents, our generation and the children, and we have a Friday night meal together. And we've all been brought up like that, and it's an essential part of our culture and our week. So when you have the people around the table, you have no option but to cook. And that's where we all learnt to cook, I think, and that's where we all learnt the importance of sitting around a table with your family and your friends and sharing delicious food that you've made together.
No, absolutely. I think that's definitely something that resonates through the cookbook as well, and certainly sums up why food and cooking is so important to the Jewish community. Lisa, thank you very much for speaking to me on ArtSound FM.
Thank you, Ivana.
And I hope you continue to have many enjoyable hours in your kitchen.
Thank you so much.
And Naomi, thank you again for joining me in the studio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Lisa Goldberg and her fellow Monday Morning Cooking Club member, Marilyn Frank Chalmers, are going to be at the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival, which is on from today until the 28th of August. To find out more about the charitable organisation and their amazing cookbook, visit their website at mondaymorningcookingclub.com.au. For information about the Chabad of the ACT, visit chabadact.com.